This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal have dramatically raised their probability of a recession, now putting it at 44% in the next year. It should be noted this level is only seen on the edge of an actual recession. French President Emmanuel Macron's centrist coalition could lose its majority in the country's lower parliament. Projections on Sunday showed that Macron's coalition was likely to win roughly 240 seats. That's almost 50 shy of a majority in the 577-seat National Assembly. Today is a national holiday. Juneteenth is the day when slaves learned of their Emancipation Declaration by President Lincoln 3 years earlier. On this day in 1983, Sally Ride becomes the first American woman in space. She passed away in La Jolla, California in 2012. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
An Apple store may unionize.
Apple employees in a Maryland store are voting to unionize. This would be a first for the company in the United States. The final vote was 65-33 in favor of joining the International Association of Machinists. The union president applauding the courage of the Apple employees for their historic victory. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Austin police are reporting a Texas gun owner defended himself and another woman from a teenager who allegedly tried to rob them at gunpoint in Austin, Texas last week. 17-year-old Jalen Reed is charged with aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon. Reed was already convicted of a series of robberies in 2021. Police say he was released from juvenile detention on May 27th. He cut off an ankle monitor 2 days later, then committed 9 robberies in 5 days. NASCAR racing was off this weekend. It will resume in Nashville, Tennessee next weekend. USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, in an interview with a German newspaper, says the Ukraine-Russia war could last for years. Ukrainian soldier on the front lines, Volodymyr Kapusta, via a translator.
We can say that in the last week there has been a stabilization of the front line, in which the enemy is exhausted and cannot continue offensive operations. It also cannot continue the offensive actions due to professional and high-quality work of our artillery. 5 civilians were killed and 12 injured in the eastern separatist city of Donetsk.
That audio courtesy of Euronews. The fate of Julian Assange has been announced in the United Kingdom.
The British government ordered the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the U.S. to face spying charges. Stella Assange, Julian Assange's wife, says they are going to fight the order. Attorneys have 14 days to lodge an appeal. Julian Assange has battled British courts for years to avoid being sent to the U.S., where he faces 17 charges of espionage and account of computer misuse. The 50-year-old Australian national is accused of helping U.S. Army Intelligence Officer Chelsea Manning steal classified diplomatic cables and military files that WikiLeaks published, putting lives at risk. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Stanley Cup Finals continue tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Colorado leads Tampa Bay 2-0. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? like John F. Kennedy said, we don't do it because it's easy. We do it because it's hard. And it is hard. There's no doubt about it. And some of this stuff, I know, really, it just defies common sense. But don't give up. We should not give up in doing well. We have to continue to fight the good fight of faith, because it's like, what are you anchored in at the end of the day? I mean, if you're anchored in a government, if that's your foundational principles that you hold to, well, then, okay, you're going to be tossed back and forth, you know, because we know that our government changes management quite often, and the philosophies of the government seem to be more self-serving than it is people-serving. And that was never the design, the original design from our founding fathers, ladies and gentlemen. It's about we the people. But we have this elite class that I say, you know, they talk about white supremacists. I say it's elite supremacists that have taken over. And they're the ones that are defying common sense and have us in this untenable position right now to where we're dealing with food shortages. We've got open borders. We got a war in Russia that's going to compromise, you know, more food availability. And this is all just the beginning. Phil Hotzenpiller joins us now. He's the founder of American Faith and senior pastor of Influence Church. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Great, Bill. Good morning, and happy Father's Day to you. One day late.
Well, hey, back at you.
Oh, it's exciting to be able to celebrate a day that reminds us of our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And also to speak about a day where gender identity is questioned on every corner. And so I think we need to shout long and hard at Father's Day and Mother's Day. Remind people that when God created, He created male and female, and He said that was good. And
Amen.
God's got the final word on this one, Bill.
Yeah, he said very good, I think, didn't he? I mean, really good. I mean, and in the colloquial version of it, he really punctuated the goodness and the crowning glory of His creation in male and female. And hear the audacity of some, which is a small minority, Phil. And I said all last week, I go, people, you got to wake up and realize there's more of us than them. I mean, I get it. Look at I don't know what's this upside down world in which we decide to commemorate an entire month, you know, Pride Month, and all this stuff that is just I mean, it's like the bales of the modern culture have all come together on the holy hill, and I'm waiting for Elijah to say, okay, we're going to have a bell off here. You know, we're going to put your God against our God, and let's settle this once and for all, because, you know, so often in the Word of God, we see those moments where God makes it real clear that he's large and in charge, that he is God, and there's none other. And I believe that if we ever needed a time like that, it is now in this country with all that we're trying to deal with, all that we're trying to square up that's unsquareable in the human concept, Phil. I mean, we're kicking at the goats, and God's just shaking his head, going, you know, these knuckleheads, I mean, you know, I've been telling them for thousands of years, it's in my word, the prophets have come, everybody reminds everybody, but then all of a sudden you get this modern thought that says, you know, there's 70 different gender choices. Joe Biden, you know, even on the campaign trail, he didn't quite get to 70, but he did get more than two. And again, this is from a practicing Catholic that needs more practice, and he blurted out that there were three. Three genders. Oh, gosh. You know.
Well, and I think, here's the thing. If I take and just scroll down through headlines, okay, and I just take any news media feed you want to take. I prefer you take American Faith, but take mm-hmm. anyone you want. Read the headlines, and you know what? It's really easy to get discouraged. Mm-hmm. But I want you to do this. If you created news headlines in the Old Testament, would they read a lot different? So my point is that God worked in the middle of all kinds of down periods and challenging periods in the life of his people. So there's never been this utopia on earth except until Adam and Eve sinned. So if you look at it, if you think about it, man, because of man's sin, you know, now we hear about it faster, we know more about it, and I do believe it's intensified, but it's never been a time of utopia. And I think we as a nation have enjoyed, you know, over the history of our country, a lot of blessing, prosperity, good hope, good faith, all those kind of things, which in some ways is unprecedented with the rest of the world. And we know why. We know that the God factor had a lot to do with it. And now we're living in a time of greater challenge, so it's time for the church to be challenged greater. And it's time for us to step up. Don't read all the headlines and believe that that's where this world is going. You know, lean into God, lean into the power of God, and really just stand. You know, that was one thing I did. I finished out the book of Joshua yesterday, you know, and I talked about men of valor. And that's what we need. We need men to step up. Here's a statistic for you. If only the mom goes to church and takes the kids, then after high school, only one-third of them will continue in church. If the dad takes the kids and the mom, okay, 70% of them will continue in church after high school. So where's the problem in the church? The problem's with guys. Yeah. Men aren't stepping up. You know, husbands aren't being the spiritual leaders of their household. And we got a crisis of leadership. You can gripe all you want about leadership at the top, but if you don't have leadership in the home, you're going to see the same thing happen in your home that happens to the world.
Exactly. Well, we talked with Dr. Warren Farrell, who wrote The Boy Crisis, and again reiterated the number one problem is fatherlessness. I mean, this is the root of every evil that's being manifested, you know, with teenage pregnancy, drug addiction. I mean, just go right on down the line. And these kids that are being raised by single moms or in a single parent household, the odds of their success are so far against them. This is why, you know, a guy who, like Dr. Ben Carson, who was raised by a mother with a third grade level education, and what she was able to do by keeping those boys home and away from the TV and reading books. I mean, look at what she did with these two boys. I mean, both of them are just outstanding citizens. I mean, forget the fact that they went on to be doctors and all these, but they're just great human beings that are contributing to the culture and contributing to their fellow men.
Well, you know, I've got Jonathan Isaac, you know, the Orlando Magic player. He's going to be in the church this Sunday.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
And if you read his story, you know, he grew up, his dad forced the entire family to memorize scripture every week. All right?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You treat people with kindness. You don't cheat. You don't lie. And he grew up in the Bronx in the red light district. Well, you know what? There's the difference.
Yes.
Dad at home, a dad who's teaching scripture, And now this guy just became an ordained minister. They call him the Minister of Defense on the Magic Team. Because the guy is such a solid rock for Jesus Christ.
Amazing. Well, and there are stories like that abound. And again, that's why I want to remind everybody, Phil, there's more of us than them. There are more stories like this than the negative stories and the shootings in Chicago or the crime that's running rampant in New York or Los Angeles. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See OpenRoadLending.com for details.
It's kind of of goes along with Phil's message yesterday. I mean, but you have to know the rock that you're standing on, right? Because after done all to stand, you just keep on standing. And you can do that if your feet is on solid ground. Now, Phil did mention, the founder proprietor of AmericanFaith.com, Father's Day. And I've got this little bit. We're going to try and do this over my cell phone through the microphone, which engineer Brad is like, you know, he's putting his fingers in his ears because he goes, you're violating all kinds of, you know, professional decorum here, Phil. This is what we're doing. But it's just that this bit is so funny. It's about Father's Day. And he says it's the worst holiday in the world. And he says he's done the research. So here, hopefully this comes across here. We're going to just play it, just a little segment here for you.
Father's Day is the worst holiday in the world. I've done the research. I already know. Let me tell you something. Mother's Day is the second most celebrated holiday in the world. Christmas is first. So that means it's Jesus, then your mama. You know what Father's Day fall at? Number 20. I can't think of 18 other holidays. Do you realize? Halloween is number 6. That means ghosts and goblins go before fathers?
Well, he goes on, and so you get the point, Phil, is that, you know, we rank number 20. We got all these other holidays, but mom's number 2, and so, and I love it. It's Jesus and then your mama. What else?
One thing's for sure, whenever Mother's Day comes around, the church is really full because moms say, what do you want for Mother's Day? And they say, I want you to go to church with me. So she drags every wayward son and grandson to church.
Mm-hmm.
Father's Day, the father says, what do you want to do? He says, I want to go to the lake. I want to go to the ocean. I want to go to the mountains. I want to go wherever. But I will say this. We had a great attendance yesterday for Father's Day. We had a great challenge, and we saw men stepping up, excited about it, doing a pledge to their father, you know, to being the fathers that God called them to be and being leaders in the home. And I really think the thing that is lacking is what we had back in the 80s or 90s. It must have been the 90s, the Promise Keepers movement.
Yes, 90s, yes, exactly.
A national challenge for men to be men.
Exactly.
And I think that's really lacking. Anything even close to it is lacking. And now we've got this weak cry from pastors and worship leaders for some kind of it's all about LED screen smoke and skinny jeans. I mean, it's kind of like, seriously, we need to get back to manhood, biblical manhood, and not this, you know, this version that, and the church is at fault. I'm just going to say it. Church is at fault for this because they haven't been, you know, elevating manhood and challenging men to be men.
Right. Well, and one of the outgrowths of Promise Keepers was the E-teams, the encouragement teams. And I know I met with a group, oh gosh, Phil, probably for 10 years. There were four of us that would meet at Coco's out in Diamond Bar. And we would meet regularly once a week for breakfast and, you know, talk about the issues of life, holding each other accountable, talking about what God had been showing them in each of their lives. And this was an incredible movement. We saw what happened with Promise Keepers. And but the thing was, is that the Jezebel spirit came shortly behind and did everything it can. And that's no excuse, because men are stronger than this. And though it can be a challenge, and the other thing is I was talking with Dr. Warren Farrell, who wrote the book The Boy Crisis, is that he's discovered in his research that men have this natural intuitive sense to do the right thing, to be men. And we just have to tell men it's okay. You know, go be a man. Go do that thing. Go do that dad thing that is wired in you. And honor that. And, you know, stay out of jail. Quit doing stupid stuff that gets yourself in trouble and takes you away from your family. Stay close to your family and do whatever it takes. And make sure that your feet are on that solid ground that you talked about this past weekend, Phil.
Well, I thought it was great. We had, you know, the, I don't know what you call it, the hammer and the bell. You know, where you hit the... You hit the plate, and it drives the thing up to hit the ring, the ringer, and you try to ring the bell?
Yes, oh yeah.
You should have seen it. I'm telling you, these, you would have thought we were giving away $1 million to try to ring that bell. And but what I loved about it was all ages, some guys, they would swing it 20 times trying to hit that bell. They were so just determined. And then you saw follow little kids, you know, 5, 6 years old. They'd hit it and it wouldn't even move. But I thought, you know, this is what it's about. The challenge of to be a man is right there in front of you. And this is
what a great idea.
Oh yeah, this was what's so powerful. And so we're gonna have a men's conference up the mountains, and we already decided we're gonna create all kind of ways to challenge manhood, you know, and force men into situations, you know, whether it's put an apple on the head and see who can shoot it off with an arrow, whatever we're gonna do, we're gonna create scenarios for these guys because we need it as men.
Well, you know, that'll call the herd a little bit. You know, put some apples on some guys' heads, and, you know, if they don't come down from the mountain, it's because Jesus didn't want them to come.
Well, yeah, the last 70% of our men's group. I mean, but the ones that survived felt like men.
Yes, exactly. Well, look at seriously. I know that. Yeah, I know. They think that they go, Martinez and the pastor have gone over the top here. But seriously, you know, this is what our culture is aching for. This is what our kids are aching for. They're crying out for this. And of course, you know, wives the same way. And we need to, again, we're reminded, Phil, as you and I have talked about many times, we've got to come back to first principles. We've lost our way. We got to come back to God. God has given us everything that we need. And the prescription is very clear. But it starts with first, we must, you know, we must come back to Him and repent. And then watch what God does. Are you ready for that?
Amen.
Wow, crazy stuff. Hey, if we can, little transition here. I know that you want to talk about the Clintons, what they've been up to. This could be a reality TV show. You know, what's up with the Clintons?
Well, one thing I can't think of anything I agree with them on over time, except. Mm-hmm. They just came out and said our democracy is on the verge. We're on the verge of losing our democracy. So even liberal and I think corrupt Clintons recognize that we're in a dangerous position with our democracy and with our republic. And I thought it was just an interesting thing to say there is honor among thieves. You know, they say that a pedophile doesn't last very long in a prison, you know, because even the criminals realize that's wrong. And I think that that's what's the case with the Clintons. Even there's honor among even thieves there, where they go, something's wrong here. So when you see an outcry coming from left and right and middle, you better pay attention because something is seriously wrong.
Well, I want to ask Bill and Hillary, what do they define as democracy?
Right. Well, I think, again, it goes back to that this bedrock of, there is a document that exists that is supposed to guide us. Now, I'm not saying that they honor it. I'm just saying that when even the document itself is in question, I think that's what they're saying.
Yeah. Well, I think it's pretty optimistic on their side to say that we're on the edge of losing democracy when all the proof is under the Biden administration that it is all but gone, Phil. And I don't mean to sound, you know, so depressing about it, but I mean, the people, where are we the people?
Yep. Well, you know what? I think we're right here. It's time to open our trap, get out there and make a difference. I saw some stats on how many kids have left the public school system in the last just couple of months, something like 1.6 million. Well, you know what? That's going to keep going on. And we're going to drain this cult out there that's called the school board. You know, and I'm not saying there's not good ones out there. I'm just saying, man, from a national level.
Got to leave it there. Phil Hudson-Pillar, you're awesome. Thank you.
By Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with the new cheesy breakfast melts at Burger King, featuring your choice of sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, or ham atop a fluffy egg and 2 slices of melted American cheese. all sandwiched between two slices of toasty bread. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time, with no added sugar. All cheesy breakfast melts pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Rise and shine with a cheesy breakfast melt from Burger King. When you're looking for something indulgent in the morning, these craveable and cheesy breakfast sandwiches are a delicious way to start your day. Never concentrated and never frozen, Simply Orange juice completes a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to help support immune health. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal have dramatically raised their probability of a recession, now putting it at 44% in the next year. It should be noted this level is only seen on the edge of an actual recession. French President Emmanuel Macron's centrist coalition could lose its majority in the country's lower parliament. Projections on Sunday showed that Macron's coalition was likely to win roughly 240 seats. That's almost 50 shy of a majority in the 577-seat National Assembly. Today is a national holiday. Juneteenth is the day when slaves learned of their Emancipation Declaration by President Lincoln 3 years earlier. On this day in 1983, Sally Ride becomes the first American woman in space. She passed away in La Jolla, California in 2012. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. Well, you know, in today's fast-paced environment, consumers are savvier and faster than ever, and they expect the organizations they work with to be just as agile as they are. In response, companies are prioritizing gaining speed. Yet, while moving faster is a priority across industries, are companies doing it correctly? Companies cannot simply move faster. Rather, they must create an environment where employees have the mindset, skills, tools, and customer understanding needed to make their work more efficient and realize positive organizational, environmental, and societal impact. They must strategically upskill their workforce. Here to tell us more about it is the Vice President of Products at Project Management Institute, Sierra Hampton Simmons. Sierra, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, I love this time and season right now, and I love the way businesses react because it's an organic movement. Businesses will react according to the marketplace. This, I believe, is one of the beauties of the backbone of the American way of life and American industry. Don't you feel the same way?
Absolutely. And what's wonderful about it is that, you know, we kind of all, you know, it used to be a time that business issues weren't really something you were talking about at the dinner table, if you will, but we kind of all get it. So, for example, you know, we're all customers and we've grown accustomed to pushing a button on our device, ordering our groceries, a movie, and our taxes to get done right there, right? And so that kind of on-demand pull from our customer base is really driving business businesses and puts a lot of pressure on them, right? And then we hear all this stuff about, you know, there being a labor shortage, not enough people to take the jobs that are open. And that's really rough, particularly for the small and medium and mom and pop shops, as they're trying to keep their doors open so that they can remain relevant and meet the customer demands out there, right?
Exactly.
All this stuff we all understand, right? But at the end of the day, we still have to get time to market. We have to get there as quickly as possible, despite all that.
And as you say, it's holistic. I mean, there are a lot of moving parts here. And in studying what we were going to talk about, Sierra, it drew me to what John Wooden, Coach Wooden, was famous for saying. He would say, be quick, but don't hurry. And, there's balance in that terminology, right? Because sometimes, you know, as we've experienced, sometimes we're quick for quick's sake and we make mistakes. And but he was very cautious in saying, hey, there's a way to be quick, but don't hurry, which is you don't forego those basic principles, right? And that's what you were saying earlier.
Right, exactly. I mean, so, you know, to do this to me, to do it well, really requires some discipline is what I'm hearing from you. Go quick, but don't hurry. And that discipline, number one, starts with prioritization. One of the things we've learned in our research, PMI did research with PwC, is that one of the number one barriers was that companies themselves weren't strategically prioritizing learning and development, good old-fashioned training, right? They tell us that it's expensive and time-consuming. But if you're asking your teams to go fast and you haven't trained them, that's going to be a disaster, right? So
that's called crash and burning, Sierra.
exactly. And we don't want that, right? So you have to prioritize that first and foremost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, you know, the other thing that we kind of think about is then once you prioritize, hey, I'm going to make sure I train people, the next thing is you have to really figure out strategically what are you going to train them in. So what's going to make the most difference? Is it the skills that they have, new competencies, new ways of doing things? Or maybe it's tools, right? Maybe they need some new digital tools to help them work more efficiently. And once you figure out the balance between those things, then you can upskill your workforce more strategically, and they can provide value to your customers faster. They can adapt technologies a lot faster, et cetera. But that is, again, you're going quick, but you're not hurrying because you're taking your time to be strategic and prioritize accordingly.
Yeah, exactly. Because sometimes, you know, businesses old school would say, look, it's on the job training. You're going to learn as you go. But we've learned over the years there's smarter ways in which to do this. I mean, there's some transactional things in the business dynamic that you can learn as you go. No harm, no foul, or a minimal amount of conflict. And it's worth that part of the investment. But you're taking it to the next level and saying, wait a minute, you need to analyze the totality of what it is that you're delivering and how you're delivering these goods. And what the cost differential is. Is it really worth on-the-job training? Are you losing something along that process, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because everything, you can't train everything the same way, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's some of the things that PMI can help with, right? We have like a one-stop shop. I mean, something you can learn on the job. We've all learned some stuff riding along with someone else, right? We've all done that, right? But something, you need formal training. And sometimes that's a good old-fashioned instructor standing in the front of the room or on your Zoom camera training you in the class together and things. And sometimes that's needed as well. So PMI has a number of resources, and including some self-paced stuff, which allows your teams to learn on any device at their own pace. You know, they can search through the training and what have you to figure out which topics are most relevant for them. So we offer all of those things in a one-stop shop fashion to really get people up and going, right, so that they can meet their needs in the best way suited for their organization and their individuals.
And Sierra, I'm sure PMI is showing results of companies that have invested in learning and development, and they're doing much better, because my experience has been when learning and development precede the action of what happens in a company, it's always beneficial and more efficient. And I can tell you directly with my experience that my staff was more successful, and guess what? They made more money.
Yeah, listen to that. And, you know, so that's the good old fashioned focus on what matters most, which is the people, right? And in your way,
yes.
We partner with organizations all the time to really help them identify, you know, strategically what and prioritize what their goals are. And then we provide them different types of learning that really makes the most sense for the organization. Let me give you an example of some of the stuff that we have. So, one of them is we have a new product line called PMI Citizen Developer. And what this is a training portfolio that helps organizations teach their employees how to use low-code and no-code platforms. Now, what these are cutting-edge technology that allows individuals to build customized apps, like software apps, to automate their work without coding experience. So they don't have to be an engineer. They don't have to go back to school and get a computer science degree. They can learn this stuff and do some back office automation and be more efficient at their job. These are regular office workers, right? So that's one example of something that we offer. I think PMI is most famous for our business agility products, where we teach the workforce different ways of working, including agile, traditional, and hybrid products. Project management. This is great because it helps both individuals and the team work together to figure out the best way to get their work done. Because sometimes it's not just handing them, like, do it this way. It's more them determining, because they do the work every day, the best way to get it done. And we give them tools to enable them to do that, which is also very cool. So those are a couple of good examples. One of our newest products is a Wicket problem solving. And what that is a very cool operating system that allows them to, actually work together to visualize things. And then people who take it tell us it teaches them how to solve problems quicker and more efficiently.
Wow. Wow, this is awesome. We're talking with Sierra Hampton Simmons. She's the Vice President of Products at Project Management Institute, PMI. And, this is just incredible stuff that's available, because in this age of upskilling, and this is where we live in right now, the marketplace is saying, okay, you're good at this, but you can leverage your assets in such a way and be that much more significant for yourself and for your organization by upskilling. And this is a great resource. Sierra, thank you for coming on the show and telling us about this. Where can our audience go for more information?
Please visit our website. It's PMI.org for more information about the products I've discussed, as well as other information.
Thank you for being with us.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Adam Holtz with us, yes, from PluggedIn.com. He is the director of said entity with Focus on the Family. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, you sound better. My goodness.
I am back among the land of the living.
Well, family, everybody's clear. Everybody's in bubble suits now for a while.
Everybody's clear, you know, for today. Knock on wood. You know, I like to tell people I'm not superstitious except for where I am. So there you go.
Exactly. Well, the thing is people all want to go over to the Holtz property, you know, because that's way you can kind of give them a little taste of COVID, build up their immunity. And, you know, just like in the old days when we used to have the neighborhood chicken pox parties, right?
Well, you know, I've been to a lot of parties, Bill, but I don't remember ever being to a chicken pox party. But, you know. There you go.
Well, we had them during my era, okay. And you know, this was just all part of the deal. So it was funny. It was like, oh, your kid's got chicken pox, and the next thing you know, we're all having a play day over at the house, and then we're all, you know, playing connect the dots because we're all spotted up, you know, a couple of days later. Crazy. But, hey, that's one way to take care of it. But, you know, we're getting through this process. The challenge is if we can, you know, keep the people who supposedly were here to protect us that haven't done, at the bottom line. I mean, because now you even have the WHO going, yeah, it looks like it was a leak from Wuhan. You know, it took them all this time, you know, like crazy.
Yeah. We don't even have enough time to talk about my level of cynicism about all of that, but thankfully, you know, we've covered that in the past. So, you know, one thing I do want to talk about this morning that I think is pretty interesting is Lightyear. Obviously, Lightyear.
That was on my list. Okay, go ahead.
And here's why I want to jump in. I don't normally direct the conversation here, but I'm just.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you
exactly.
Impose yourself? What do you think? Who was all of a sudden this is the Adam Holtz show? Okay, all right, I'm your guest. Okay, go ahead.
Well, here's why I want to talk about it, because I think it's pretty interesting. Obviously, Lightyear got a ton of publicity for the fact that one of its characters not only is gay, but she gets married to somebody. There's a same-sex kiss. We see them at their 40th wedding anniversary. We have a character who talks about my two grandmas. And I was just at a Christian homeschool conference, and I had so many people ask me about it and say, yeah, there's no way we're going to that. And because I was traveling and busy, I wasn't able to do kind of the normal research that I would do on things over the weekend. I'm kind of a wonk when it comes to what's happening in culture. So I just looked it up, and sure enough, Pixar's Lightyear only did $51 million this weekend, which, you know, on one level is a lot of money, but it's among the worst openings of any Pixar film. And I was just reading through a review from Variety, and they're like, well, Pixar trained people to, you know, watch things on streaming. And, like, nobody is connecting the dots, right?
Right. Of course.
People didn't go see this movie, not because it was in theaters, but because they didn't want to have a progressive agenda rammed down their throat. That's why people didn't go see this movie. But, of course, the mainstream media won't even touch that with a 10-foot pole. So I just think it's interesting. I wonder if Disney will get the message that their activism is not wanted and is actually costing them maybe hundreds of millions of dollars. This thing
Already they've lost $44 billion.
Yeah,
$44 billion for the last episode, and that's not even counting what they're going to lose in Florida because you know, the governor and the state has said, hey, your special privileges that you had there on the island of Disney World, that's over.
If you're
a Disney stockholder, I'd be a little nervous right now because everything, I mean, here you go from a situation that everything that Walt Disney touched turned to gold to where now it's turning to not so gold.
Yep. And, you know, I'm looking at another article on CNN. Nobody's commenting on it. And, and there's, it's typical of the mainstream media. If it doesn't fit the narrative, they don't even mention it.
Exactly. You know?
But here we have a movie. This thing should have done $150 million, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think that people got the word early. Yeah, you know, Disney has taken this in a direction that many, many, many families are have no interest in whatsoever.
Well, they're not renewing their annual passports.
No.
You know, in mass, I mean, the numbers that you're hearing about, this is, and of course, interesting, you know, Adam, because here we are in the middle of Pride Month on top of it.
Right.
I mean, come on, you know, give me a break. I mean, we just had this black comedian do this joke about, you know, Father's Day ranks as the 20th most important holiday of all the holidays. Father's Day, 20th. Number one is Jesus Christmas, and number two is Mother's Day. So here you got Jesus number one, your mama, he says, your mama number two, and these holidays in between. I think even Halloween ranks as number six. You know, ghosts and goblins rank number six. Father's Day, you know, 20th. It's barely there. I mean, our priorities are so out of whack. And, you know, there hasn't been an allowance for Pride Month. So I'm sure that'll be ahead of Father's Day because Father's Day seems to be the one.
This is off the rails a little bit, but my family and I were, three of us are guitar players. I was in Guitar Center yesterday and they have, you know, Pride flags all over the store. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I just, not one, but like 20 of them.
Yeah.
And you have all of these corporations that think that they need to kowtow to the activist agenda and to virtue signal.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know, again, how many people are just utterly and completely turned off by that, you know?
Without a doubt. It's like we've been saying, Adam, there's more, and I don't mean to put it in this context, so with grace, receive this comparison. I keep saying there's more of us than them.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, I mean, it sounds kind of mean-spirited, but what happens is the tail's shaking the dog here.
Absolutely.
And here we are as people of faith. I mean, we're supposed to be warning people, hey, look, you're going to a cement wall here. Now, you may not like this, and you may not like the messenger, but this is what God has called me to do, and hopefully you're receiving this in love. I mean, you may disagree. That's fine. You know, that's your choice. But I have to live up to my responsibility and my faith in God. It's kind of like what was the comedian? He was confronted by a guy that, and he says normally he doesn't do it, but the guy says, look, I want to tell you about my guy, Penn and Teller, Penn is the guy that doesn't talk, right? I always get these two mixed up. But anyway,
I get mixed up too.
Yeah, too. So anyway, so the tall guy, anyway, right. Teller, I guess is. Anyway, so he's I want to tell you about and he thought for, and he says, look, at everybody knows I'm an atheist. I don't care for this, but I respected the man's passion and his belief.
And what came to my mind, and of course I'm paraphrasing this whole story, so you know, hopefully I'm not blowing it, but hopefully you get the point of what I'm trying to say here, is that he said, how must you hate somebody so much that you would deprive them of at least your understanding the truth? Right?
Yeah.
That you'd have to hate somebody that you would not even try to save them. And he respected that. I'm not going to convert. He said, but I appreciated the man's passion and his belief. And I thought, whoa, that says something in a sense about his level of wisdom. Cause that comes from God when you are open enough to the truth. And you may not be able to understand it as the truth from God and it'd be life changing, but at least you're kind of, maybe investigating, maybe not now, maybe somewhere down the road, Teller might get to that point to go, oh, I remember that incredible meeting on Broadway where this man kind of, gently coerced me and came into my orbit to tell me about Jesus.
Yeah,
maybe.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And again, I think as much as the agenda that we see in so many places drives me crazy, our calling as followers of Jesus is to love people. So
amen.
I've been a little bit more ranty than normal this morning. But
no, I think it's the spirit. Yeah, it's what we're dealing with right now. Because because Adam, look, let me tell you what. everywhere I go, people are they're trying to figure this out. They're scratching their heads going, what's going on? Where's Jesus? When is God going to come in that everybody will know that he is God?
Yep.
Well, it's kind of like we're like the Pharisees telling Jesus, hey, just give us a miracle, man. Prove yourself.
Right.
And Jesus kind of laughed. You got people here that are lame, they're walking, the blind are seeing, all these miracles are happening and you still want a sign. And it's probably God telling us the same way. What more of a sign do you want?
Yeah.
We got monkeypox, we got AIDS, we got all this stuff that's killing, that's killing society, and you guys still want to do as you damn well please.
Right. Right. I mean, the stubbornness and the radical independence, and in fact, independence is a good thing. Mm-hmm. I think that we're way past independence and individualism. It's something more like people think that they're their own kings and queens who get
exactly
to get their reality. It's more like radical personal sovereignty, that everybody thinks they're the Queen of England.
Right.
And they're not. And ultimately, I was at this conference this weekend. Somebody asked me, how do we relate to people with values so different? And I said, what we have to do is we've got to be close enough with them long enough that they begin to question the way they're living and they look at our lives and say, man, there's something different about you. Can you tell me what it is? I think that's the ongoing witness of our faith at this point is there has to be a sincerity and an authenticity there and a fulfillment that their agenda is not going to provide no matter what they think.
Right. You're exactly right. I mean, we go back to, that book that was in the, I think it was in the 70s, was released, was Aldrich's book, Lifestyle Evangelism.
Yeah, yep.
This is where we are, right?
Yes, it is. Absolutely, it's where we're at.
And here's the opportunity. You do it, it's not us compelling somebody to think like we do.
No.
Because God didn't do that to us, right?
Right. No, that's exactly right. And my wife pointed out it's his kindness that leads us to repentance.
Amen. Beautifully said. Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Adam.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
frustrated, trying